This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
As they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh my goodness, poor white people, please, oh my, stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters got into it.
Throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
To represent your First Amendment right to free speech. If somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out, fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home, you're about to see some very violent footage.
If you want to fight, you better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rallies were meant as a show of unity against what they call a seditious fringe allegedly trying to sabotage the president.
You can see there a FedEx delivery driver jumping in to try to put an end to the protest.
Just to strengthen numbers, I'll give it to you. If you want to come at, you better be 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, the 23rd day of January 2018. Now, I've got a lot of sources, obviously, in Congress. I've got sources in the Pentagon. I've got sources in federal law enforcement. I've got sources in academia. I've got sources in the press. I've got sources across the board. And in the last few days, I have basically reverse engineered what is in the bombshell congressional memo. And then I've checked with my sources without them revealing anything secret, played the little game of, is this accurate? Is that accurate? Would this be what's in it? Would that be what's in it? And because I already know what's in it by studying the entire compendium, and being in the center of the so-called Russia investigation as well, because of all that knowledge, I have been able to reverse engineer it. And then I've been able to check with people that have seen the memo or who were part of the memo or who were part of pieces of the memo. And they have said that basically my analysis of the memo is dead on and that the memo will probably be released by next week, maybe even sooner. There's a big fight behind the scenes. Congressman Schiff of California, who's been quarterbacking the whole Russia hoax at the House level, is battling to stop its release because It's going to come back in the end to Congress and the Democrats. Folks, they all got in a room together. The Democrats all got in a room together when he was president-elect. That's what's in the memo. And I'm going to reveal that today. I'm going to reveal what's in the memo. Get ready, exclusively, tomorrow's News Today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars and our team of investigative journalists and our sources have been able to reverse engineer the bombshell congressional memo on the FISA court's activities and the FBI's activities, the Justice Department's activities, congressional Democrats' activities, the Democratic Party's activities, Hillary Clinton's activities, the FBI director at the time, James Comey, activities. And we know what is in the memo. And we know why they are attempting to not have it released to the public or have it heavily redacted. Because the Democrats, during the campaign, thought Hillary was invincible and began to illegally surveil the president. Then they did what you called parallel construction to cover themselves and later went and got a warrant, that too based on fraud. And as you've already seen the last month, the drip, drip, drip bombshells, all of these like atomic bombs dropping on the heads of the deep state, and the criminal Clinton crime network, the cabal, the La Cosa Nostra, which means our secret society, our secret thing. La Cosa Nostra means our secret society, our secret thing. And I've said for weeks, it is a La Cosa Nostra style cabal of the highest levels of the Clinton crime network that they started putting in place in 1993 that Bush pretty much went along with. And they're like family members. They vacation together. Barbara Bush calls him Bill Clinton her son. They run the same scam foundations together. So from 1993 right through to Barack Obama in 2017, leaving office on January 20th, they've got at the top of the FBI more than 70% of the key personnel in place, as well as the Justice Department. I mean, it is a nightmare. For 26 years, they have been stacking the federal courts, stacking the FISA court, stacking the Justice Department, stacking the FBI at the top. And if you're not a globalist Democrat ready to cover up their crimes, you don't get into any positions of power. It's absolutely true that the average rank-and-file FBI agent is a hard-working person. I mean, I grew up, knew FBI agents that were working 18 hours a day with kidnappings and bank robberies and money laundering and, you know, just risking their lives. But that's your local FBI. At the top, it's super political. It's always been political, but now it's globalist Democrat crime syndicate. And so it hit me last night as I was going to bed about midnight and I made a bunch of calls that, wow, I've got to get up in the morning and really get up early and kind of codify all this together and present it, because we know what's in the memo. We predicted and knew what the FBI was doing before, what the Clintons were doing. We've laid all that out, how they had a cabal inside, how they were fixing the intelligence, how they lied to get the FISA court, how they illegally surveilled Trump Tower, myself included. We broke all that with the guest, with the eyewitnesses, with the people that have testified behind closed doors in Congress, multiple guests we've had on that have been part of this whole thing. And they're sworn to secrecy and not supposed to talk about it, but then the Democrats selectively put out pieces of transcripts that are edited. So they're not playing by the rules here. So I got up this morning, took care, made breakfast, hung out with the children, got them off to school, and have tried to collate all this together to present it. And you know, I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the contents of the memo in the last segment of this hour. But before that, I'm going to roll through the history of it and what we already know and what's been admitted. And then I'm going to give you finally what's in there. The reason it's so bombshell is that the memo is the findings of stated fact and other documents and witnesses of the FBI and the Justice Department trying to frame the president and his voters as Russian dupes or Russian agents, getting illegal warrants, then covering it up, then destroying the 5,000 text messages. It's a lot more than that, between Strzok and Page, and the paying of money through the FBI to Fusion GPS to the family members of FBI agents and everybody else, and more documents pertaining to how these individuals did that, and the fact that they've already been caught talking about how they were forming a shadow government, how they were forming a cabal, how they were forming a secret society. And all of that has pretty much already come out. But what's important is the connections to how Hillary Clinton was directing the whole thing through the Democratic Party. And now we have congressional testimony that's been given by the head of Fusion GPS, where he says people are being killed in association with the dossier. Well, that's actually true. But it's people that could expose how they manufactured it, and it's people that could expose how they were planning to steal the election and how they did steal the election, you know, people that got shot in the back in Washington, D.C. And that's why you see Donna Brazile coming out and distancing herself from Hillary and all this, and that's why you've got the missing laptops being found by the Capitol Police, and they won't turn them over, even though Debbie Wasserman Schultz is on television in their meeting threatening them if they don't. And she's shaking because she knows what's on that laptop. So the memo connects the dots. And it's a lengthy, quote, memo. It's really a real dossier. And it just shows the web of how this is all interconnected. That's why you've seen Jim Jordan and them going back over a month and a half ago going, you know, I feel like when we finally get these people to testify and find out what's happening, I feel like Strzok and McCabe and all them probably met and decided to make up this dossier, decided to go, take it to the FISA court, and the president had to order the FISA court to issue it. And I feel like we're going to learn you guys were all in a cabal and knew it was all a big lie. And I feel he doesn't feel like he's got all the documents. It's just secret. And then, of course, a week later, all that came out. They're letting the Democrats know what they're going to do. So now FBI Strzok and Page spoke of secret society after Trump election. Trump had been elected. It's November 9th. And they say, we are forming the secret society now. We're forming our own organization, our thing. We're forming our new organization. Call it a secret society today. We're going to go meet with the deputy director tomorrow. And they marched in there, and they cooked up this whole criminal conspiracy in there and even called it a secret society. Because that's what secret societies were, the old intelligence agencies, like the NSA, the CIA, the FBI. That's what you called them, was secret societies. And then in the modern day, they go, those don't exist. That's crazy. No, they formed a La Cosa Nostra. Now, I don't mean it's an Italian operation, but La Cosa Nostra means our thing, our secret thing. And so they have a family with Robert Mueller, with Comey, with McCabe, and all these people under them, and Fusion GPS to fence the fraud, to fence the lie, and then bring it back, and then try to push it, and the whole desperate thing's falling apart. And I've now talked to sources that have seen sections of the memo, and it is going to absolutely devastate the Democrats. And I wouldn't be surprised if Comey and if Mueller and if Hillary Clinton does not go to prison, because they broke the rules here. They've gone so far. The word is they are going to be indicted. They are going to go to prison for massive conspiracy against the
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are only days, maybe a week max, away from the total devastation of the Democratic Party leadership for their organized, brazen criminal plot to overturn the election of President Trump and remove him from office by framing him for Russian collusion when there was absolutely zero evidence of it. Now they've moved on to hopefully finding some type of obstruction or perjury when they're the ones in front of Congress, Mueller, Comey, all of them, caught lying over and over and over again. And so, in the final segment of this hour, I'm going to just lay out the intel that I've been told is in the memo. But the secret congressional memo on the, quote, FISA court is the story of the illegal spying, then illegally getting the warrant, lying about it, then trying to classify it, then the NSA director calling Trump the first week he's in office, laying it all out. Trump saying, I've been illegally spied on. The media saying, you're insane, that never happened. Comey testifying to Congress, along with many others, saying it never happened when they were involved. That's coming out in the memo. The memo is really a blueprint for indictment. It's a prosecution's case to the grand jury, the American people. That's what it is. When they say it's bombshell, it's going to lay it all out. Who did what? How they did it? The evidence? They've got everything. Trump's got the whole NSA file now. The unmasking, Susan Powers, Rice, all of it. Samantha Powers, Rice, all of it. I mean, it's all right there, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the brazen chutzpah, bravada, hubris, craziness that they would do this and now commit all these crimes to cover it up. So I'm trying to collate because there's so much evidence, so many pieces I want to get to. This is so big, I'm tempted to go off the air and have Owen Schroyer come host the show and just go spend 2 hours in my office and try to really codify it, because I've got all the evidence, I've got the sources, I know what's in the memo, I know it's a blueprint for indictment, it's bombshell proof, it's perjury, it's conspiracy to defraud the voters, it's conspiracy to frame the president, and it's all there. And you notice, they keep telling you, we feel like this is what's happening, they already have it. And then they release it. Jim Jordan, Nunes, Trey Gowdy, everybody. And you've got the Democrats now, the congressional Democrats that met with Hillary and others in the 2 months before the president got inaugurated. And there's records of that reportedly. And then there's the FBI records and the text messages and the emails about, we got to get an insurance policy. We got to form a secret society. We're going to stop this guy. And that's the stuff we've got. And now it's been reported that the type of Galaxy phones they were issued, hard code, all the text messages on them. Well, everybody already knows that. None of that's ever erased. You've got to have a special technician that knows how to go in and delete that stuff. I can't tell you how many times we've accidentally deleted something and we just have an expert go in and pull it back up out of the trash. And it's more sophisticated than that. There's another copy as well. And so they have been caught now saying 5,000 text messages between these two FBI agents have been deleted by accident. BleachBit creator, ex-FBI experts question loss of Peter Strzok's text. Well, absolutely. It's ridiculous. So there's so many moving parts here that my head is spinning right now. But the bombshell of them saying we got to have an insurance policy, we got to meet, we can't let this guy stay in office. First, they got to have an insurance policy when he's running for office. Then when he wins, okay, we got to form the conspiracy. We got to form the secret society. We got to stop him. We're going to meet with the deputy director tomorrow. On and on and on. And that's just what they've released so far, hoping the Democrats give up and roll over, because this is going to be a firestorm. This is going to be very, very dangerous for the country. A sharp digital forensics expert may still be able to recover them, said Andrew Zine, creator of BleachBit, the software that Hillary Clinton subordinates used to clear information from her private server. In general, whenever the software deletes any information, traces are left of the storage device, though they become disorganized like the proverbial needle in a haystack. But they build in back doors, is what he's telling you, where the government wants to be able to go back in and there's a breadcrumb trail, because it's all still there, to then reproject the skeletal map onto it to be able to pull it back off. And we've got the man that developed a lot of this, Dr. William Binney, former technical head of the National Security Agency, joining us in the second hour to talk about all this. So we'll get a top expert for you on that, and we'll pick his brain on air as well. So that's the magnitude of what we're dealing with. But, yes, you get tomorrow's news today. I have made a lot of phone calls to top experts, and we have all the pieces, and we have with the congressional folks who have already been hinting at for months that then the next week they release word for word. Remember that tape I played a month and a half ago, Jim Jordan saying, you know, I kind of feel like they all went to McCabe's office and they said, we got to stop the president getting in, or got to remove him, got to have some type of insurance policy. I kind of feel like it was all a cabal of them working together, to stop all this and to create this fraud. And that's just what I feel like might be there, because he has a high-level security clearance and it's seen it all. And the next week, exactly, that's released. So I've talked to folks that have seen sections of what's been put in the investigation. It's an investigational finding, a blueprint. It's an impeachment, basically, of them. The House indicts, the Senate tries the president. Well, it's the same thing. The House has produced an indictment. That is what this memo is. It is a blueprint. It is a finding of fact from their own documents. It is a House indictment of the Clinton crime syndicate. Lois Lerner thing was huge. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan told the Daily Caller, my gut tells me this is probably bigger. Oh, his gut's telling him more. He's got all the documents of Lois Lerner. And it goes on and on and on with tarmac meetings with the former Justice Department head, Loretta Lynch, and all of it. It's all going to be there. How these people, this cabal of a few FBI agents and Justice Department, less than 30 people, put there by the Clintons, continued by Obama and others, how they protect the Clinton crime machine, protect the Obama crime machine, collect data to blackmail and attack and go after Christians, libertarians, conservatives, go after the churches, go after the 501c3s, you name it. Then they try to stop Trump with made-up stuff in the campaign. Then they get illegal wiretaps. Then they get caught. Then they get warrants. Then they lie about that. Then they try to cover up the whole crime. Then they lie to Congress. And it's all coming out. It's all coming out, criminals. Get ready.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wars come to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
It's just a baby. I'm thinking of it. I must be joking, but I am so
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attacks was accidental.
Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, I've got to go off air right now, and we've got a very powerful video that's on drugsreport.com. Where leftists throw fists, spit on people. It's a compilation of the Women's March. I got to go off air because William Binney, former technical head of the National Security Agency, the main technical advisor, obviously, on the big film Snowden, who's advised the president and the CIA director, Pompeo. He's now advising the president. He's going to be joining us next hour. He just said, hey, here, why don't you just have the actual memo they're talking about? Now, there's another memo they're writing about this memo, but here it is, just sent to us. I've got to go off air. This is the classified memo right here. I mean, I told you I have sources and that I reverse engineered it, but I guess the decision's been made by whoever's telling Benny to send this to us. Document cam, please. And it's a lot more is coming up after the break. Okay, this is happening right now. Can we do a document cam shot, please? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the first look. You want to look at it? Got the whole thing. In fact, the rest of it's coming out of the printer, guys. Will you bring it to me, please? The one by my office in the hall. Here it is. This is why I'm having trouble conducting the show here, the broadcast. United States Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, Washington, D.C., April 26, 2017. Leanne Flynn Hall, clerk of the court. And it is not very redacted either. And it's classified, top secret. And then you want it. You got it. Tomorrow's news today. This is what Congress has got. But they've got an unredacted one except for some code names. They've got one even less redacted than this. But this is nowhere in the press, by the way. And I knew this was coming in earlier, and I was dealing with it, trying to conduct the broadcast while I knew all this was going on. And now I'm trying to go over all this, but here it is. Let's just get a document cam shot on this right now so I can send this out live. People can then stop it and rewind it, and the press and people can look at it and go back over it. There's page one. That's a good shot right there. There's page two, page three. Don't normally do this on air, but obviously this is important. Infowars.com/show if you want to see this. This is all how they did it to Trump. How they tracked it, all the spying, good God. So, it's all right here. Now, I want to explain, though. Congress is writing their report on this memo that's a roadmap to the perjury and the lying and all the rest of it. So, that's a separate part. Their report on the memo and then what it connects to. And the organized, brazen conspiracy to overturn the election and defraud the civil rights of U.S. citizens. I mean, the amount of crimes committed here are just absolutely staggering when you read this stuff. Their authorization, they say, for spying on Trump was weapons of mass destruction and working for a foreign intelligence operation. Look at the stuff they said to get this. So it just goes on, and obviously this is like trying to eat an elephant in one bite. I think for everybody's safety, we're just going to go ahead and post this and send out a link to this in the next 10 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and go to the video that's on drudgereport.com if you want to find it. If you're a radio listener, it's right in the middle of the site. Foul mouth liberals fart, spit, and throw fists at reporters. We also have new video where they're saying, we want to take conservatives and we're going to murder them. We're communists. We're going to chop their heads off. And everybody's like, yes, we're going to murder everyone. So that video is coming up as well. But I told you that I've been talking to a lot of folks that have seen the original actual memo they're talking about that we now have right here for you first. But then, as I'm saying, don't get confused. There's another memo, and they're hyping it, saying the contents of the memo, we're going to put a report out soon. And then they put a report out with this because this catches them in all the different lies and perjury. And remember CNN saying nobody spied on Trump. MSNBC, the New York Times, you know, we made this up, and InfoWars made this up, and our guest made it up. We had William Benning on at the time, who is now advising the president. I'm just going to leave it at that. So you can put two and two together, but we appreciate Mr. Benny sending us this. And, of course, it was hiding in plain view, legally done. And I'm not at liberty to tell you yet, but we're not breaking any laws doing this right now. But this is why they hate us. Let's go to some of this video, and I may not even be able to come back to the next segment. I've got to get ready for this, and this is just coming in too fast. I'm Alex Jones. If you're listening to us on local affiliates, spread the word, infowars.com/show. We need to probably change the headlines on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter that, you know, not that I'm going to break the contents of the FISA memo, but we are breaking it right now. Again, we deliver. We need your prayers, folks. Let's go out to break with some of these demonic-like people. Here it is.
You, InfoWars, your followers, all you Zion pigs, all you racist pigs, all you pieces of shit.
You're sad.
Info, you're fucking sad. Look at you. Look at you, you piece of shit. You're a fashion pig.
Hi, yes, Horror Power. We're out here representing sex workers and equal rights for them, because a lot of the time they're excluded from these. And our jobs are just as important and just as valid as everybody else's. So power to the whores, power to every woman, trans, cis, women of color. All of us are together out here.
So is being a whore empowering for women?
For some women it is. And for the ones that it is not, that's their decision. And for the ones that it is, we're so often vilified by society that we have to work just as hard as any other marginalized group to be recognized as having autonomy over our own body, and that's like super offensive to a lot of the people in society.
This is amazing. So they're chanting lock him up. Here's the funny thing. If they lock Trump up, the economy would crash, the stock market would crash, the borders would be wide open, and America would become a third world nation. And that's what they want. That's what they want. It's incredible.
You realize you're an idiot, right?
What did I say that's wrong, sir?
I don't really care what you said that's wrong. My point is that you're an idiot.
So you have no facts to base your statement?
That's absolutely not what I said. You're extorting an InfoWars.
You called me an idiot for no reason. There he goes. There he goes.
Yeah, there I go.
There he goes. There he goes.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm not going to do anything.
Of course.
Because you're a coward. Weren't you about to run away?
No, I was about to leave because I don't really feel like listening to assholes like you.
All right.
You want to put that on the air, put that on the air.
Will do. Will do. Thank you for that content. Don't worry, son. You can do better than your father.
How's this?
Is he going to fart? You farted at me? He farted at me. Oh, my God.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've got to go off air. Roger Stone, I've just made abreast of the information. I got to go make phone calls. I got the former head of the NSA coming on the next hour who sent us this information just about an hour ago, so I've been on air. Not complaining here, it's just hard to do. Trying to host a show while I decide what to do with this. I've made the decision. I'm gonna go to Zach, one of the producers, and Roger Stone here for this segment. You and I are gonna go get this file. We're gonna post it on Infowars.com right now, Kit. I've called Rob Dew and Nico Acosta, who are off doing a hiring deal right now, an interview. Told them drop that. Give the guy $100 or something, come back over here. All hands on deck at the newsroom. We have the secret memo. We have it first, and I'm going to tell people where to get it in just a minute, okay? But you're about to get this right now, and I told people I'd already been told the contents by sources. Well, I guess people just decided to go ahead and give it all to you right here, because fortune favors the bold. They're going to give it to you on the file. Just post it and say, this is the secret FISA court memo, and we now have it. We've now had a chance to scan it. This has people going to the court during the election and saying, this is illegal, you need to stop. So there was a fight in the court. That's why the judges recused themselves and everything. We have to get everybody reading this now. We got to get Paul Watson in England. I'm trying to call him during the break. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying this is all hands on deck. Paul's got to get on this. Everybody. I'm not going to shit on this. I'm going to blast it out right now so everybody's got to cover it before the media gets it and spins it. This is incredible. So get the file. It's from William Binney, former technical head of the National Security Agency. And I want you to post it to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com right now with a link to the live feed as we cover this, okay? And say, William Binney now joining us. Thank you. Here you go. Here. Get the file. You're right. Anyways, so I kept telling you it could break any day. Well, I guess it broke right here. And I told you towards the end of the hour I was going to give you secrets of the memo. Well, not just the memo, but the report coming out of the memo. We're going to go right now to Roger Stone for this segment, the next. Zach, one of our great producers, is going to quarterback that. But, Zach, you were just scanning through the – how many hundreds of pages is this? It's 99 pages without the cover letters. It's 101 pages long. So, Zach, just tell folks a little sniblet you just found during the break.
Well, I didn't even get 10 pages in, and I already found out that there was two hearings on suspected abuses of the FISA court laws. And one was in September, I think, 26th of 2016, which would take place way before the election happened. And if they're doing another hearing in March, after hearing that there was unmasking that happened with Susan Rice, then clearly Trump probably put into effort in March another hearing about the same type of abuse. So, I mean, this is just blows out the water that they've known about this illegal wiretapping essentially since September.
And we're about to post it on Infowars.com. We're going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. And I'm not going to do what the press does and just shit on this, the so-called press, the New York Times and people. We're going to blast this baby out to everybody coming up. Let's bring Roger Stone in. You bring him in and out of breaks, Zach, while I go deal with this on the main deck here. But Roger Stone, wow. Thank God William Binney now advising the president and advising the CIA director. And, wow, this has dropped right in our lap. What do you make of that?
You know, Alex, we're making history right here at InfoWars. I now know how liberals felt when it was revealed that Nixon had kept tapes and those tapes would be forthcoming. This is very akin to that. This is an indelible blueprint of treason, of unconstitutional actions, of an illicit effort to steal the election from Donald Trump. It shows the abuse of power. And my question, my most immediate question after just looking at this stuff quickly, what did the president know? And when did he know it? It is not conceivable. The highest levels of the NSA and the FBI and the CIA were deeply involved in unconstitutional activity to change the results of the election without the orders of the president. It's time for us to know what Obama's involvement and knowledge was in this treasonous plan.
Well, we're scanning it right now for the word President or Barack Obama, and so we've got everybody in there reading it. I'm going to go work on that, Roger. Take over. But, I mean, right now, Infowars.com is 10 minutes away. We'll do this little segment and a little short one from William Binney joining us to break all this down. I mean, this is surreal, my friend.
Well, some of my same contacts, like you, Alex, in the intelligence community have been telling me that this existed. Going back to InfoWars many months, I have repeatedly said that there is a FISA
court. You broke it in February and March of last year and said everything must be about a FISA investigation. You told the president that every time you talked to him, and it turns out the president did it.
Well, they were using the full power of the state, the full investigative and surveillance powers of the U.S. government for political espionage, to spy on the Republican candidate for president of the United States.
This is 5,000 times worse than the plumbers. This is 5,000 times worse than the plumbers.
Well, in the case of Nixon, he was using private contractors and inept ones at that, and there was never any proof or evidence that the president himself ever knew about a ham-handed operation that achieved nothing. In this case, they were using the actual auspices of the U.S. government and the government's surveillance authority to cheat in the election, to wire the election. And then, now, suddenly, you remember the famous 17-and-a-half-minute gap? and how the liberals went crazy when there was missing information. Now suddenly the FBI is missing all the text messages between two of the leading perps. What would they have done if suddenly all the messages between Hunt and Liddy went missing in the middle of the Watergate investigation? They would have gone out of their minds. We are really, I think, ahead of the curve news-wise on this, and we're in an extraordinary place where it's all now laid out to bear. In other words, thanks to InfoWars, thanks to Matt Drudge, the pieces are now coming together. The dots are being connected. We know, for example, that the Obama Justice Department went to the FISA court in July of last year and asked for permission to spy on Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Carter Page, and Trump Tower. And they were stunned when the judge turned them down. Stunned, because the FISA court, generally speaking, is a rubber stamp. The FISA court gets 99% of their requests approved. It's important that InfoWarriors understand that unlike a regular federal court of law, no probable cause is required. They can ask to surveil a person or an entity just because they want to, although their responsibility is that it should have some national interest. In this case, the wholesale spying by the deep state was solely for the purposes of stealing this election. And therefore, Mr. Brennan needs to be asked what he knew and when he knew it. Mr. Clapper needs to be asked what he knew and when he knew it. Ms. Rice needs to be asked what she knew and when she knew it.
Roger, let me interrupt you. I'm literally in Kit Daniels' office. While we're trying to post it, they grab control of the computer and turn it off and fry it right in front of us. And then start jumping in. They are inside our computers right now, but they can't stop us. They can't stop us from publishing it because guess what, idiots? Trump already published it. It already got published. We haven't told you yet. You're fools. So you're not going to stop anything, globalist. Understand that, Hillary Clinton and all of you. Boy, I tell you, I've never seen something like this. Live time in Kit Daniels' computer because I'm on there saying post it. Can you believe that? They have whole situation rooms probably still in our government criminally battling the American people right now, Roger.
Because they are fighting going to prison. Some of the highest level officials in the Obama administration are looking at serious, serious jail time, public ruin. And, of course, this tarnishes the presidency of Barack Obama. They said that Watergate was a constitutional crisis. That was child's play compared to what we're looking at here.
Stop there.
The whole house of cards is coming down.
You're going to do five more minutes for me, coming back out of break here. I just need to plug once, because it's very expensive to run this operation. We got Soros-backed groups coming after us, as you know. We have great products at InfoWarsLife.com. I even forgot to bring my plug sheet in here, but we've got the combo with the X2 and the Secret 12 together, 40% off. That is ending today because it's about to sell out. And I'm just going to go back to the regular price until more comes in about a month. Survival Shield X2, amazing. Secret 12, it ends today. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And $50 off on Alexa Pure Pro, super high quality air filtration systems.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.